It's good to see all of you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 13, where the multitude had gone away after the Lord had shared the parables concerning the kingdom. And the disciples came up to the Lord Jesus after the multitude was gone and said unto him in verse 36, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field." Now, it's interesting that they honed in on that one that the Lord Jesus Christ had shared. He said, "We want to know what it means." And he answered and said unto them, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man." I'm going to just stop with that phrase this morning. The emphasis is given here that revelation, the good seed, came from Jesus Christ. That was something that the Lord Jesus imparted to those disciples that day when they thought about the seed that was planted in the soil. What was he talking about? He was talking about the Word of God. And it's an amazing thing to me that what is being substituted for the Word of God in churches all across America, social gospel, trying to do good works for people, but there is no substitute for the seed sown in the heart. And so as we've come together today to worship the Lord, to have the Word of God expounded to our hearts, I hope that all of us understand that God is imparting to us the good seed, all right? That which is good. Many years ago, whenever I would plant seed with my dad, we'd be going down the rows. He finally got him a more up-to-date seeder when we were about in high school or so. He bought one of those. We were the seeders before that. Dad would have the old cultivator. He would be going down, and we would be putting the seeds in behind him. And there would be times that we would come back weeks later and nothing was popping up. Maybe one here, one there. Said, "Dad, what happened?" He said, "We must have had some bad seed. We got to do it again." So we'd go back out there again. We'd do those rows over again. He'd buy new seed, come back in, then they'd start popping up. And the seed wasn't good. For some reason, the seed did not pop up. It didn't germinate. And we're not responsible for the germination. That's God's work. Amen. But we're responsible to receive the Word. We're responsible to receive the Word. God has good seed for us, and we need to receive it. Sadly, there will be people that are in this congregation right now that will walk on through life's journey. It happens in every church, that had the good seed and walked away from it, didn't allow it to take root in the heart. Don't be that individual today. Our brother was talking about how he goes and he plants the seed, and there are people that want nothing to do with it, and how discouraging that is. They've had the good seed, that which is good, and they wouldn't receive it. I pray that you'll not be that way today, but that you'll receive the good seed of the Word of God that comes from Jesus Christ, and that you'll respond to it, allow it to take root in your heart today, so that you can be an effective believer. And if you're here without the Lord Jesus Christ, let the seed of the gospel do its work in your heart and life so that you might know the truth. And the Bible says the truth shall set you what? So set you free.